at ABDO. Last day of the week. Yay. I'm going to do everything I can to get out early. I almost thought about taking a day off, but I took one unexpectedly already. So, got to make up for that one, but this one would have been too, so there you have it. I might be able to finish up in my part of town, which is helpful, but I don't know about getting off early. I got two guys already off. I say early, but I'm shooting for 2 o'clock. If I can pull that off, I'll be amazed. Problem is, there's just two of us for everything, so depending on how the day goes, if things start to go to hell, there goes my plan.
KE8VSI.
Good morning, Greg. Are you taking the day off?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, it was a tough choice, but I decided to take the day off. So I'll be enjoying my Friday.
You are in this one, Greg.
Yeah, I remember many long days, long weekends, overnights, 24-hour on-call. Did that for many, many years. So I'm good now, though. Living the dream, I guess. Dakota, I hope you get off at 2. That would be sweet. Make it happen.
2 is pretty early. Give you a good jump on the weekend. 2 is in the cards, maybe even 1, maybe even noon. I don't want to jinx myself. I'm on my way into the office. I got to take the day off there, wrap up whatever came in, and kind of stand by until the other guy gets in. When he gets in, I got to go to Auburn Hills and hang a TV in one of our yards. And when I'm done hanging that TV in the yard, I'm not coming back to corporate, so that'll be my day. It's just a matter of how quickly can I get there and how long is it going to take to get that TV on the wall.
Very good. Well, most of it's in your control, not all of it, but sounds like a good plan. Had a Xfinity outage here this morning from 6 to 6:45. That was weird. It doesn't happen here often at all. But we're back up and running.
That's one thing I gotta say. When I had Comcast and Xfinity and all that, it was like a rock. We never had problems. You know, even power outages, they had a little generator out on the pole out by my house within an hour of a power outage, and they must have had battery backup on that that node or whatever the heck it is, because never lost a minute. I mean, I could probably count on one hand the number of times we had outages with the cable, and I've been with them since like 1984, I think, uninterrupted. So that's a long time. We just we switched over to that T-Mobile over the air internet, and you know what, it's been about a year now and it's working for us. Haven't had a problem. $30 a month, I'll take it. Dakota?
I do miss my Comcast business that I had at the old house. That was the best internet I ever had, but I think I got the new one licked. Starlink, I'm telling you guys, if you can stomach the equipment cost. I mean, I guess you don't really have outages, though. That's the whole point of this conversation. But where I'm at, I get outages occasionally, and to sail over to Starlink, we were watching TV inside the other night, and it buffered, and then I got an alert on my watch saying Spectrum went down, and then the TV started playing again because Starlink failed over. And for what I pay for the two services, it's just a no-brainer.
Alright, yeah, I'm similar to you, Sean. My Xfinity's usually like a rock. Yeah, count on one hand anytime I had an interruption that affected me. It just doesn't really happen, so this morning was weird. And they got it fixed rather quick, so I'm happy there. Dakota, I didn't know you had Starlink. That's interesting. I'm glad to hear that's working out for you as well. And then, of course, you got your Spectrum for the main. Good setup there. I like it.
Well, that was going to be my question. So Starlink and what? So you're saying you got Spectrum and Starlink failover. And what is that whole enchilada costing you?
So Spectrum's the only thing we can get out there besides AT&T Air, which I've done before, but I consume too much data. We're about 4 to 5 terabytes a month. So I would get hammered with throttle and overages. Spectrum's $55 a month for gigabit, and it's been good ever since they had the... I'm on my fourth line for the pole because the installers just didn't know what the hell they were doing. And then Starlink, I have the 10 gigabit failover plan, and it's $10 a month. And then if you use more than 10 gigs, it's $2, it's $10 for 2 gigs, $10 for 2 gigs or something. It's expensive if you use it in abundance as a failover, but when Spectrum was screwed up for, about a month, that's when I finally said, screw this, I'm getting Starlink, and it was only $120 a month, which sounds like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's satellite internet, and I was getting 400 megabit down, ping was phenomenal, and I was still doing 3 to 4 terabyte a month with no interruptions, and it worked flawlessly.
Wow, I never really had a first-hand report of Starlink, and the costs don't seem too bad either, and it's cool that they have a backup plan like you're on. That's even better, so it's cheap just to have it, and then it's there if you need it. That's really cool, good to know. Don't think I need that here, but I have folks that might be interested in knowing that. And heck, that's interesting to me too, even though I don't need it.
Yeah, T-Mobile offers some sort of a $10 failover. I forget how much the data you get with it. In fact, that's how I started out with it. I'm gonna correct myself. Xfinity was like the rock. It right up till just before I canceled them. The last year, and it was right when they announced that they were selling their own failover plan. And I found it awfully coincidental that I could count on one hand the number of outages I had. And then they announced that you can now buy a wireless failover plan, just in case. And then when they announced that in the year up until I dropped them, I had more outages than I had the entire 25 years I had them before. I just thought that was kind of unusual. I also noticed they weren't running that generator out to that pole quite as often during that little stretch. So I do got to correct myself. The Xfinity got bad for about a year before I dropped them. And if that would have been my experience for the 25 years prior, I would have never stayed with them. But it's just like something happened. And I find it unusual that they announce they're going to be selling a backup service, and then all of a sudden I get unreliable. Just seems awfully coincidental, but we have a propensity to see patterns where patterns don't exist. Dakota?
I wouldn't put it past them. There's really nothing greasier than a cell phone salesman or someone that's selling internet.
Yeah, it'll never be proven, but yeah, it could be a coincidence, but it could be just a change in policy as far as things like that generator and stuff like that, now that they have backup available for customers, So they created a revenue stream and then created a need for it. That's business. Fun, fun. KE8BSI.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking, more than, you know, not that they're, you know, deliberately, you know, affecting the Internet, but I'm thinking that, you know, maybe they're having staffing issues, you know, or something, or maybe they can't fill, you know, all the technical positions, or, you know, maybe they don't want to be running generators out to, you know, countless nodes and stuff like that to keep the whole thing running. He said, you know what, let's just offer a backup plan, and then we don't have to be as aggressive on that. It probably kept their staffing down significantly. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it could be something like that, where we just can't support this model anymore, so let's offer a backup plan and no harm, no foul. So I just, you know, theirs was kind of expensive, so I got T-Mobile as a backup. It was $10, and a few times that it failed over, it was fine. And then I just went, and so much so that I said, what the hell, for 30, I can have them full-time, unlimited. So I did it. And it's been a year. And it's, I was very leery. You know, how's T-Mobile Internet going to be, as, you know, after having Xfinity like the rock for all them years? But knock on wood, it's been really, really good. I am thinking about going 1-2-3 net. It's got that, you know, it's got that gigabit symmetrical fiber. Not that I need gigabit, but, you know, fiber would be nice. And I also would have a static, or I would have, you know, IP4-based address that you wouldn't have that carrier-grade NAT crap, which is giving me a little grief. That's the only knock I got on Comcast is that carrier-grade NAT crap, which could be a pain in the ass. I've mostly worked around it, but it ain't fun.
At ADBF. I was having issues with mine yesterday, too. I couldn't VPN back into my house because Spectrum Residential does not offer statics.
Yeah, I've never had carrier-grade. I don't want it either. All I've heard is the nightmares, and I've got a good idea of how I would get around it if I had it, but if I'm given the choice, I'm gonna stick where I'm at. I don't have static. But I do have the dynamic DDNS thing rolling for the one thing that I have running here, which is to listen to my scanner remotely. Oh, I guess I do my HF rig remotely as well. So those are two things. So the dynamic DDS or DDNS does that for me. Well, good to know on the T-Mobile as well that it works for a year, you know. So something to in your back pocket and know about as well.
Need a little room in there in case you get some travelers. Yeah, it's good to know. Like I said, if you need internet somewhere and you want it on the cheap, that's not a bad option. If you're in range of the tower, yeah, that's the thing. I got a tower very close to me, so I get very good speeds. Some of the speeds is unbelievably good. I'm like, holy cow, how are they doing this? So, yeah. I don't think it's a static IP so much as it's this carrier-grade NAT. Whatever, you know, because I didn't have a static IP with Comcast, but it changed so infrequently. And you literally did get assigned an IP4 address. And with carrier-grade NAT, it changes all the time. It can change 10 times during a day. And the IP addresses are kind of proxy. They're not really, you know, they're not really assigned to you for the period that you have them. I don't understand it, but it makes it, you know, whatever they're doing, Comcast was doing, which was not static, was rock solid, no problem. I could use the DDNS like you say, Greg, and get to and from everything, and my nodes were having no problem registering and all that. And that is a problem with the way All-Star registers, you know, because they base everything on IP4, but you know, just that carrier-grade NAT does something weird, you know, with that, you know, constantly assigning. Nobody really gets an IP address even temporarily or something. I forget how the hell it works. I'm talking out my arse now. W8FU, Dakota. when I had Verizon 5G business internet or whatever the hell it was at my old house for a stint there until they kicked me off the towers, I had the same problem. There's nothing I could do about the Verizon natting, and I had my own set of issues with that when it came to port forwards and things, mainly online games because I was double natted because I had my own networking equipment firewall. But the plus side is we're talking about, you know, does this work good, does this work good, does this work good? I mean, the further we get into this millimeter wave, microwave, the whatever it is, it's just getting more and more reliable, faster, better coverage. I mean, it's all infrastructure that's building out. So I'm just patiently waiting for them to run fiber out by me, which God only knows if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, hard to say when that'll happen. I don't think it's even available at my house here. It took a long time. It was, I mean, decades ago now, but even waiting for a cable modem. I mean, I had, when I bought this house in 93, I could get a Comcast television cable, but internet wasn't until I don't know what year it was, but it was longer than most areas around me, and I'm in the same boat now. I can't get WOW like you can in Shelby, and there's no fiber that I know of. AT&T might have it, but I'm not interested in AT&T service. So, yeah, you reminded me of another reason for the IP address was my All-Star node. Sean, yeah, I forgot about that. That's another thing that kind of requires that.
Yeah, and I'm told it's because of the antiquated way that the registration server works that they should get away from that. I think Dave was explaining that since they were, some old reason from the registration server require IP4, but yet it does, so makes all this double natting and stuff like that tricky at times. Most of the time it works, but there's much better ways to do it. But again, you're getting out of my wheelhouse. I just know what I've heard, and I do know I have trouble. That's the other thing, too, is they will not, the T-Mobile modem that they give you cannot pass through. You have to double nat. If you're going to run your own router, which I do, so I'm double natted, that adds to things. There are some modems out there that allow you to do a pass-through, and they also allow you to, select, 5G only or this, that, or the other. They let you pick the bands and stuff like that, and the guys that are running them are really getting some amazing performance out of it. And I've thought about buying one of those, but, they're like, anywhere from a low of about $350 to, $600. And it's like, well, I've got the T-Mobile service because it's so cheap, but if you have to spread that all over, how long would I have to have a $500 modem, for me to be able to say, yeah, this service is, really affordable? Because, that's got to be taken into account as well. But I keep looking, man. I keep itchy fingering, when I see one come up for a good price. I keep watching the used marketplace, see if maybe I find one there, and I don't know. I've just had cold feet so far. W8FU, Dakota. Another plus to Spectrum, they provide just a modem, so I'm able to bypass everything and go straight into my gear. That was an issue when we had Xfinity before I had Comcast business at the old house, and there wasn't really a true pass-through mode on their gear, and kind of like we were just talking about how you didn't have any issues with Xfinity for, decades, and then they offered a backup solution and started dropping like crazy. Well, I was using my own gear and just an Xfinity modem for forever, actually my own modem. It was an all-in-one. And all you had to do was register to the account. It was great, and got to do whatever I needed to do. And then all of a sudden, no matter what modem I put on the account, I had nothing but service issues. And then I switched back to their gear, and it was totally fine. And their gear is $10 a month. So, I don't know. I'm babbling, but there's just so many options for internet. And if you can just go straight into your own gear, that's obviously the best way to go.
Yeah, I agree. I have my own modem and separate, and my own router separate. No Comcast gear at all, and I think that attributes to my stability because I'm in charge of it all, and I run my stuff as clean as I can. So I'm going to keep everything updated and all that sort of stuff. You mentioned a good ping time on Starlink. I'm curious what you get. I get on Xfinity between 13 and 19 milliseconds, which is important for my gaming, and I know that's pretty darn good. I'm curious, Sean, do you know what you get on your T-Mobile? And then Dakota, what do you get between Spectrum and Starlink? I'm just curious.
Well, that's another one of those things where I remember we were chatting about it, and I checked it, and it came in really good, but I can't tell you what the numbers were. I remember you guys were impressed with it when I reported what I was seeing, but I couldn't tell you what it was, and I don't really do it. I'm not a gamer, and I don't really do anything that really would have a significant problem with that, nor have I noticed anything. But then again, I mean, I don't know if I do anything that would require super low latency. You know, I stream probably streaming, you know, FLAX and stuff like that, you know, super high def audio is probably the, you know, I don't even know if that's challenging. I don't even know, you know. So, but I remember when we were testing that, you guys mentioned it and I tested it and I was getting good numbers. Let's just say that. I want to say 20. I don't know.
Yeah, ping's a big deal for me too, Greg, especially because that's pretty much all I do is play games. I just bought a new tower, and that's where I spend my free time now. But I just pulled up my Starlink dashboard. My last ping was 24 milliseconds. It's actually better than Spectrum. Spectrum, I think, is around 26 to 27. So the period of time that I was running Starlink, I was playing Call of Duty Online, and I did not have any issues, any performance degradation, nothing. I mean, I could not. You could have put me in a new building and said, one of these PCs is on fiber and then the other one's on Starlink, I wouldn't have been able to tell you the difference.
Okay. Wow, that's very impressive. Yeah, you get in 25-30, that's still fine. There's no issues there. But I'm shocked that Starlink is that good, just considering the distance involved going up and back down to a satellite. And then you mentioning you couldn't tell side by side, or you wouldn't be able to. That's good to know. I'm surprised at that. interesting.
What's the installation? Did you do it, or did they come out and do it?
I did it. It's mounted on my roof. That's the only thing, is it's got to be pointed in the right spot, right? Just like back when we all had DirecTV or Dish Network or whatever the hell we had. So it's got to be facing, what is it, northwest. Northwest. I'm trying to think where it's at on my house, on the north side. And then it's just, all it is, it's weatherproof RJ45 Cat 6, and it comes with a 50-foot piece. And where it's mounted, it worked perfectly because it routed right into my network cabinet where my Spectrum comes in, which is on the north side. So all I did was, it doesn't look as clean as I would like. I could have drilled more holes, but I didn't want to. So it's just kind of draped over the gutter, tucks under the soffit, goes down behind my windowsill so you can't see the cable, and then into the house. And then there's a Starlink router. So really, you could buy, I bought the refurbished kit. It was $210 shipped. Came with the dish and the router. That's literally all you need. You could put that in the middle of a field somewhere if you have the roam plan. As long as you got power, you'll have internet. So there's nothing to the installation, and there's a literal toggle in the app that lets you put it in bypass mode. So it turns off all the NATing, all the routing, and it's literally just a modem.
Just real quick, getting back to the dish, how accurate is the aiming?
You aim it with the app, so it's communicating with the motherships or whatever the hell they got up there, and it literally you just turn it until it tells you perfect, and then it'll sync, and then you can literally watch the ping and you're done.
I didn't realize it was that easy and that that simple of a system. So that's good to know too.
Yeah, that's fairly typical for anything pointing at the Clark Belt. Just kind of move it around until you hear the pitch. You know, you can do it by pitch or with an app or something like that. So they've got an alignment tool built into the app. So they probably give you a general vicinity, and you just kind of get it pointing close. And I suppose I've set up more than a few like dishes, CKU dishes for people back in the day. And same thing, you just got to get it kind of in the right ballpark. And then you just peak the signal. All right, very good. Well, I'm making my final approach here, gentlemen. I'm going to say have a happy Friday. Greg will have to do a lunch one of these days. We've not done that in quite some time. But with that, I'm going to make this my last and pull in the parking spot here and get inside. W8FU.
Yep, I'm going to do the same. I've been sitting in the parking lot. I got my Mac sitting on the console just setting some stuff up, and I'm going to jump in here. So it was good catching up with you guys, and maybe I'll catch you throughout the day. N8DVF.
All right, very good. Nice chatting with you guys this morning. Happy Friday. Hope you both get out early. And if you're free for lunch, Sean, give me a jingle or a holler anytime. KE8 VSI.
Yeah, I got a load of leftovers here with me today, and I don't want to leave them in the fridge at work, so. But just keep it on the agenda. All right, got to jump. W8FU.
I am the turtle.
Hey, good morning, Tom. N8WRO. I'm laughing because I heard that on 7.22. Yeah, they all got destinated, so.
I had 7.2 down and didn't realize I still was over there from the meeting last night. So I had to jump back over to UHF.
And I looked up the response to that, and now this morning I totally forgot it, so. I don't know.
Well, I know when Sean's on now because he says, I am the walrus, which is a great Beatles song. Full of nonsense, as John Lennon says.
Well, that was an interesting net last night. Poor John, he handled it well, though.
I think he did a great job. I just, I didn't get to hear the tail end of it. All I know is that he had to step out for some unknown reason.
Yeah, my compadres kind of came up on him in the parking lot in the Clem, wondering what he was doing, transmitting. So he handled it well. I had to close out the net fairly quick, just because I didn't know exactly what was happening, but then he came back and explained it, where he was at, and we'll figure something out. I mean, the easiest fix is deploy the signs onto the car, you know, so. He did a great job, actually. So I wasn't prepared very much to take it over, but I think I did okay in AWRO.
KCKJO. Yeah, that happened to another fellow ham who was doing ISS bounce at his parents' house, and somebody made a phone call to this dude out there with something, he's sticking something out the window, blah, 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 and when they showed up, he's like, this is what I'm doing, and he actually showed it, and they're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, afterwards, I relayed that same story to John, because I remembered it as well, that's not the first time, and Yeah, you know, I think maybe the signs will help out with that. It was, other than that, though, I think it went well, so no issues. Where are you off to today?
Novi, Southfield, and Ferndale. So it's all local today. We did a lot of driving yesterday and a lot of hours, so today's just a quiet, laid-back day.
Which is appropriate for a Friday. And, hey, Tom, I wanted to mention that on the 23rd, so next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, at the EOC Airport, Marysville, we're going to one of the new guys that was checking in to our net, we're going to go to Aaron and Riley's ARPS meeting. And, you know, you're more than welcome to join us if you're free that night.
Yeah, on the good side, though, you know, even though, you know, it was surprising whenever all, it brings two meanings to the words see something, say something. So, I mean, there's a good community watch in that area.
Oh, as far as that, yeah, the net, yeah, as far as that, that's concerned, too. I agree with that. I'm not sure if you caught my last, but we're going to go to, on the 23rd, next Tuesday, we're going to go to the St. Clair County ARPS. You're more than welcome to join us. I just didn't know if you're going to be able to make it at 7 o'clock up at the airport.
7 o'clock at St. Clair?
Correct. I confirmed it with Aaron. It is 7 o'clock. It is at their EOC. And one of the guys that checked into the net, not our member, he's the guy that lives just over the county border. He's going to caravan up there with me. We'll probably try to coordinate on simplex, on VHF simplex frequency. And I figured, hey, you know, you might be able to make it if you're interested. It's interesting to see their EOC. It's on the airport property there. And it's interesting. It's pretty nice. You'll enjoy it if you can make it.
Yeah, send me a link in the address. And if I get done early enough on Tuesday, I'll certainly pop in there. I'm going to bet I've got my coworker. He's about to pull up. KJO.
I'll sign for now. I'll be on statewide one. NAWRO.
What's going on, Tom?
What's going on,
Anthony? At my desk in the basement doing some work. Where are you headed?
Well, I was over here in Novi, and that's a farce, and I'm going to 8 Mile and something like that. I'm going to some big place.
Cool. Sounds like semi-local today. That's not bad.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yesterday was a lot. I didn't get home till like 7:30, and I left the house at just a little bit after 7.
That sounds like a lot. I don't think I would be thrilled if I was in that scenario.
Well, let's see here. I'm just going to say within the past week and a half, I've driven 2,100 miles. I think yesterday alone, I think I did 600, round trip.
That's a lot. You're on pace for an oil change every 2 weeks.
Well, now that the new vehicles, you don't do an oil change like 7 to 10,000 miles, especially this little Ford Evotombi. Hey, you got 5% oil life left, and then I'll go change it, of course. But, way back when we did oil changes every 3,000 miles, I was getting an oil change every month and a half.
It is nice that they have figured out how to get oil to last 10,000 miles, that's for sure. Because I don't drive nearly as much as you, but I still drive more than the average person, and I'd be getting one every 2 months, which would be exhausting.
Well, it's just become a little bit more commonplace now for me to travel out of district because of one of the techs in the northern end, he retired. And, that dude blew snow. Oh, his engine blew. Oh, I know. He's smashing at somebody. Sorry. But, so there wasn't anybody up in the northern end, so we have some qualifications, me and my coworker, so we do whatever they ask us to do just to help out where we can.
That's good. Hopefully they will replace that person relatively soon so that you can just cover your own area and won't have to make those long treks anymore.
Oh, I don't mind the long trips. It's money in my pocket. Geez, I just did my timesheet, sent it in this morning, and from being the emergency on-call tech, and what am I doing here? Being the on-call tech and gotten, 6 hours of overtime this week, I cleaned up 15 hours of overtime just for this week.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I'm sure you're not sad when your paycheck gets deposited.
Oh, not in the least. Helped me keep a little bit of back funds in there and keep all the bills up to date. I mean, this is a rare occasion that I put this many hours in. It's not continuous.
Well, that's good. I would, that's right. You start later, 10 o'clock or something like that? So that's why you're always on the road on to your next stop when I'm on my way home from work.
Yeah, my normal shift is 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. But because I'm working with a coworker and the work is a little bit light right now, we've been hitting runs together and just taking care of whatever we need to take care of. So I start, I get up and I take off at like 7:15, and I'll work to 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yesterday, I said I started at quarter after 7, and ended up coming home about 7:30, so it was a 12-hour day right there. We give the first hour either beginning of shift or after shift before we claim overtime. So if I leave my house at 7 o'clock and I'm in Flint, I don't start driving until 8 o'clock. And then everything after that is straight shift and then overtime. And when it's, $50 an hour overtime, wouldn't you want to do it too?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could make overtime. I'd be killing it.
Well, that's why we do it. I mean, he loves doing it too. Before it was me and another coworker, but he moved on to a PM position. So we would grab Saturdays, we'd grab early days, overtime. I mean, we're always mashing it out. And then I went into project management. The guy that I work with now moved into corporate position for about 6 months. and he was buying pizzas. You know, it was a salary position, and he really wasn't making anything, you know, making the grade on that. And it's like, I'm done with this. So he came back in service and hooked up with me again, and then we've just been mashing it out ever since.
Good, and I'm sure that they're glad to have good techs that are willing to travel all over and get the job done.
Yeah, we do what we can. I mean, when we had, I mean, the job that we were just at, the installation manager, you know, caught us in the office a couple of days ago and said, hey, I got this one that you guys are both certified in this, and you need to take care of. Can you do it? We're like, yeah, sure. Went there today, and the person that we could see wasn't there, so we're going to do it next week. Like I said, we've been to Petoskey because I got certifications in that access system, and we did something in Port Huron where we both have certifications in that camera system. So I think between the both of us, we have more certifications than the entire state.
Well, it's good that probably years ago you spent the time to get certifications, because it's sounds like it's helping you out and your employer.
Oh, yeah. If I was a young buck from Wabasha, I mean, I probably would have gone somewhere else, you know, for more money or whatever. But I've been here so long, and I'm, and, you know, invested with the company. But I still get job offers left, right, and center. Still to see. But like I said, we're setting our ways. We've been here for 30 years. You know, why change what, you know, why change a good thing?
Yeah, all that would happen is you'd have to learn somebody else's system and deal with other characters. And if you got a good thing going, stick with it, that's for sure.
Hey, KTO. That's pretty much it. I mean, we know a lot, and the thing is we know enough to be dangerous, too. You know, so that's why we do what we do. I'm trying to turn on this intersection here. And like I said, we're good, and we're so used to it. And they just pay us to do the certifications. Hey, we need to get certified on this, but okay. On top of DBF, choose what we want to do. You know, we'll pick runs off from the west side. We'll pick runs off of other techs and say, okay, let's go do this. And we just get it done. And nobody complains. And the boss is like, hey, man, we appreciate you guys doing this. So, yeah, we're pretty good. They just let us do our thing, they leave us alone, and they don't complain about nothing.
Dakota.
Morning, John.
Morning, sir. You on the road?
Yeah, just got my supplies and make my way to Brown Road in Auburn Hills.
Don't forget to wear a stink mask.
As long as I'm not in the garage, that yard's not too bad.
Watch out for those seagulls.
I got a pocket full of Alka-Seltzer.
Sorry about that, I got somebody on FRS that was talking to you. Yeah, I've been by that location. You know, it's not too bad, so just watch out for the seagulls, Dakota. They get nasty. And I've arrived at my location here, so I'll say 73 to you guys for a bit, and I'll chat later. KJL.
Later, Tom.
So are you going, you're going to Auburn Hills, is that the site that you can see off 75 that's right by where the palace was?
Not the landfill, but the giant yard, yeah, with the tower.
Okay, yeah, I think you can, you see that from 75 also? If it's what I'm thinking, you can, maybe.
I do not know. I can make a mental note. I'm going to be on 75 here in a second. I can take a look on my way in.
B8 VSI.
Hello, Greg. Go ahead.
Howdy, howdy. Sounds like like your plan for the day is coming together well. You're almost to Auburn Hills, and all you got to do is hang a TV and go home in my truck.
Like I said, I'm not trying to jinx myself. The guy I work with when I was leaving, he's like, "You leaving already?" And he's like, "Why don't you just hang out for a bit and then, you know, go later and then take off?" Like, because I'm gonna go now and then take off. But I was looking at pictures that I was sent of where this TV's got to go. I don't even think I need a ladder. There's no drywall. It's wood paneling with a protruding 1 inch of plywood. There's 2 half-inch pieces of plywood attached together on the wall. So I literally just have to hang this bracket, and I'm pretty sure that's it.
Wow, that's excellent. All right. Well, I hope it goes as smooth as it sounds. Sounds like the morning went smooth, so I like it. I got all my house duties done, and I got the front lawn cut. Taking a little break, going to do the back lawn. So getting stuff done here as well.
Any plans for the weekend?
Not really. Just going to see what comes along. I don't think I'll be doing anything exciting outside of the house. I do have a new toy arriving tomorrow, though.
What'd you get?
Suspense? What are you getting?
Well, being I got my shiny new antenna outside and up a little higher and whatnot, I bit the bullet and ordered ICOM 9700.
As soon as you said antenna, I knew exactly what radio you ordered.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I'm kind of cheesed, though, because I spent quite a bit of money getting cable and whatnot and the antenna and now the hardware. I had the mast. And then at the time, I asked DX Engineering when I was on the phone with them how much the 9700 was, and it was $18.99. Ordered it yesterday. It was $20.99. So I actually called them before I ordered and said, "What the heck? You quoted me a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, $18.99," and they said, nothing they could do. ICOM raised the prices $200 on Monday. So if I would have ordered the radio, knowing that I was going to get it, at the same time I got all the other stuff, I'd have saved $200.
That's the ICOM tax. I hate when they do that crap. It's all their rebates.
Yeah, this was pretty pricey to begin with. I know I want it. I want nothing else. I could wait for a $50 or $100 rebate somewhere down the road, but you don't know when that may or may not happen. Hard to say. So I thank the guy for the information because it's not his fault. I asked about senior discounts. There was just nothing he could do. And Giga Parts and HRO at the same price, so I just ordered it.
Yeah, that's a bummer, but at least you got your rig. You're going to have it forever. $200 is $200, but at the end of the day, it's only $200. It just sucks. Timing is everything with those damn rebates.
It wasn't even a rebate before. It's just the actual price went up. So I don't know if they did it across the board. I think they did a price increase across the board. I haven't checked any other items, but... Well, it'll be nice. It's what I want. It gives me room to grow and more things to play with on those bands and whatnot. So I'm pretty excited. KE8VSI.
So are you just going to be clobbering repeaters with that thing, or what's your plan?
Well, I'm going to see what all repeaters I can hit from here. I've already, with the new antenna, there was one in Port Huron I was interested in that I couldn't reach before that I can reach now. So I'll just kind of do some experimenting and see which ones I can hit and then monitor them and then see if I want to talk on any of them. Then it's got the band scope, or not band scope, whatever you want, you know what I mean, the waterfall. And so I'll just be able to look and see what activities out there. I'm excited about sideband and satellite work. whatever else I can do.
Good deal, man. Well, if I'm not mistaken, that's the best UHF-VHF rig out there. So I think you'll be able to do anything you want to do. And the fact that you're able to hit a Port Huron repeater from where you're at is absolutely insane.
Looking at this thing right now, this thing is pretty cool. Man, I don't have anything that's even remotely comparable. I can't imagine how great this thing works.
Are you looking at the 9700?
Yep, just figured I'd check it out. I'm sitting at my desk and working and chiming in whenever I can, and this thing is pretty cool.
It's been on my bucket list since I started, which was just a couple of years ago. I didn't quite have an antenna for it, though. Now I do, and it'll kind of put the finishing touches on my stuff on my desk. So I like it.
What kind of antenna did you put up?
Well, originally I had a diamond dual band base antenna in my attic, and I upgraded to a diamond tri-band so I could get 6 meters. So it's UHF, VHF, and 6 meter, up about 26 feet on a mast that I can fold down and get to. So nothing super high, but it's about as good as I can get or want to do here, and it's quite an improvement over the attic one that I had.
Yeah, you're going to be able to have some fun with that thing. I'd be interested to see how far you can work simplex with it. I bet it's going to be wildly far. Nobody else is going to be able to talk to you at that distance, but they'll be able to hear you, that's for sure.
Yeah, I talked to a buddy on UHF on his way home. He was here helping me with it, and then he's only about 9 miles away, but he has a 20-watt radio in his car with a very short antenna for UHF, and I got him all the way home barely. If he had a better antenna and a little more power, or we tried VHF, he didn't have a VHF antenna, that would go even further. I was able to hit Sean's house on that 24-mile in Hayes. Sean's at like 12 in DeQuinder. We didn't have any problem talking.
Greg, when you get that thing plugged in, let me know. We'll have to give it a shot. I got quite a bit of elevation, and from the ground, I'd say my antenna's up about 20-ish feet.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'm in the woods, in Grosse Pointe Woods, and my antenna is at probably 25 to 30 feet up, hooked to my chimney. So, yeah, it might be a fun experiment to figure out.
Yeah, give me a reason to knock the dust off my 2730. That poor thing, I was moving my desk around the other day and it was coated.
Yeah, there's lots of people and things I want to try with simplex. So that's definitely one of them. I tried Aaron the other day, couldn't hear each other, which is kind of, I don't know. Well, I can hit the repeater in Port Huron, but he's in Kimball, which is on the way there. But, of course, he doesn't have the height that the repeater has. So, but it'll be interesting to find stuff out like that.
Yeah, let me know when you got that thing online, and I should be home in a decent time today, so. My radio is always on when I'm at my desk, so I always have Who Cares up, and I always have FBI up, so I can flip over to simplex.
All right, well, the 9700 doesn't come till tomorrow. In the meantime, I do have the TYT 9600, so we could try with that if we want to this weekend or before I get the other one going. But either way, sounds like a plan. KE8VSI.
I'm short now. I forgot you said tomorrow, not today. I got excited for you.
Yeah, I ordered it early yesterday. You know, DX Engineering, a lot of times you get the next day, but it didn't happen this time, so it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's happened to me a few times. It depends on which warehouse it's shipping out of. So if they don't have it in Ohio, I forgot where their other ones. I think it's Connecticut, maybe. No, somewhere out west, they have another warehouse.
Yep, roger that. It did come out of Ohio. Like I said, I ordered it before noon, but they didn't ship it until 7 p.m., so that would seem a little odd to me, but that's what happened.
That's par for the course. Have you checked your traffic? Because UPS Ground, mine always ship at 7. I mean, I buy pretty much everything through UPS, and I always have it the next day. Have you checked the tracking this morning?
Checked it very early this morning. It left Ohio, well, some depot in Ohio about 4:30 in the morning, and that's the last I've heard of it. But I haven't checked yet, beyond that. So now there might be an update. So you're right, it's possible.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. My 710 did that. Shipped at like 7, 8 o'clock at night. I think I talked to them and I said they said their last shipment, I think, go out at 7. But anytime that's happened, I've always had good luck getting it the next day, except for whenever it doesn't come from the warehouse.
Right. Well, good to know that. Well, I'm going to get the backlog cut and then I'll look that up again and see where it's at.
Sounds good. Get after it. I'm pulling into my yard here right now, so good timing, and I'll catch you later at ADDF.
Later, Dakota, KEA-RUH.
ESI.
What kind of new radio are you getting, Greg, ADAPF?
Morning, Phil. I got a ICOM 9700 coming.
I'm trying to remember which one that is. Is that the VHF, UHF 900 or something like that, or 1.2? Is that the one?
That's the one.
Ooh, okay. All right, you should have fun with that. I didn't realize those are still in production. They've been out a long time.
Looked around for things equivalent. There's nothing that I wanted other than, that beat what it does for you. And I think it was 2018. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's been out a while. And you don't know if there's going to be an update. You just, my luck, they'll introduce one next year. But anyway, in any case, if I would have done that with my 7610, I'd still be waiting, so just get it.
Okay. Well, I've got the Yaesu 991A for the HF and UHF, VHF, all mode. So I don't turn that thing on too much anymore. Most of their HF, I've got a Yaesu DX10. I hear the 9700 is a great radio.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, the 991A, I like that radio. That was one of the contenders. So far, going to stick with the ICOM, though. Just kind of checked a couple more boxes for me.
Yeah, probably one of them is that it's got a lot of direct buttons on it, so you don't have to go through all the menus. Was that one of the issues?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it an issue, but yeah, I like the menuing on it and the buttons, and I'm used to it because my HF rig is an ICOM. I have the SDR control that I use on my Mac that'll control it as well. So kind of fits into everything I got. 100 watts. Of course, both of the Yaesu and that one do the sideband. I kind of wanted that. So, yeah, it's it should be nice.
Yeah. Oh, and just so you know, one thing, I use a software on both my Yaesus called Win for Yaesu, which gives me a computer screen with all the buttons so I never have to touch the menus. Everything's right there on the screen. And they get also for ICOM. So there's Win, W-I-N, number 4, ICOM. Check that out if you don't know about that. Might be a good addition for you.
I'm familiar with that. I do run a Mac environment here, and my SDR control is kind of the same thing. It does everything, and you don't have to touch the radio, and everything's right there. The Win for ICOM, I do run Windows in a virtual machine. I got a Windows box, too, but my main one is a Mac, so that's why I stick to that. But, yeah, they're both good packages to have, and you're good there, so if you run both your main radios with it, that's cool.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I like it. When I start that up, and you link other programs to it, it controls, so you, as soon as I start that up, it opens up my rotor control, my HRG logbook, and the SDR receiver, all, one click, basically. And then when I shut it down, it shuts them all down orderly. It's kind of neat. I like the way the guy has done, I think he's done a great job at it. And it's not that expensive. It's pretty cool. Right, I'm just about where I'm going, so catch you later. Enjoy your new radio when it comes. AVAPS.
All right, very good. Sounds cool. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
WDA-KLO.
K8RUH.
Sup, Anthony. Got a minute here just to say hi. WAFP.
What's going on, Sean? Hey, you might be the right, one of the right people I could ask this question to. Hey, so I got my DMR radio in the car with me. I'm hearing some guys talking on Statewide 1, but I am not able to get in. I'm on the Detroit repeater, and I'm awfully far away from it, but I'm hearing them perfectly. Would it make sense that they would not be able to hear me, or is it something in the programming?
Yeah, it's likely programming. There's a talk permit on color code or on, I forget what it was. There's several settings in there, and you got to get that right to allow it to talk. If Wally's listening, I'm sure he might know exactly where to send you. But something to do with, I think, talk permit. I don't know exactly how they frame it in DMR radios.
All right, cool. I'm just glad that I got a confirmation that I can listen. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, you'll get it. Not a problem. If you want to email me your code plug, I can just bring it up and look at it real quick and maybe say, oh, yeah, just do this.
All right, I may do that. I'm in the car right now going to drop some computers off, but maybe later this afternoon, and then whenever you get a chance to poke around and look at it, I'd be happy to receive that help. So I'll shoot you a message and get your email address and go from there.
All right, that works. Yeah, or you can send it over the Discord or whatever, any method. Or I don't know if you can text it, but Discord will get it to the Discord will get it to my computer. All right, just however you want to do it. Okay, I got to get back to it here. I just wanted to not leave you hanging out there and say hi, but we're short here today, and I've got stuff I've got to contend with. W8FU after your.
All right, great. We'll catch up with you soon. It's KE8RUH, and I will also be clear.
NABBF.
What's up, Dakota? KE8RUH. Just hopped back in the car, like I'm assuming you did.
I just left the yard and am on my way home.
Fantastic. Does that mean you get to go home and log in, or you get to screw around?
I mean, I always have my computer within arm's reach, but unless it's an emergency, I'm going to start my weekend.
Very cool. Yeah, I just dropped off my second computer of the day. Since I can't do the third drop-off, I'm headed home.
Give me a minute. I got a call coming. I'll be right back. Got an ABDF. All right, I'm back. Does Warren work where I'm at?
You are getting in, but it is crunchy.
What does 50 watts sound like?
You definitely just got better.
If it dies, it dies.
Where are you at that you're hitting Warren?
Silver Ball and Adams.
Wow, that is pretty impressive.
Comet 2 before, bro.
Yep, it's an impressive antenna.
I think it's going to get way worse here in a second. I'm going to be losing all of my elevation and then probably have to switch to Richmond. But kind of funny that those are the transitioning on the west side from Warren to Richmond.
Right. Yeah, there's those are still pretty far from where you're at. So that's cool. Yeah, I don't have my 2x4 on right now. I ended up picking up a shorter antenna just to drive around town with, but I'll be throwing it on next weekend. I'm heading up 2 weekends in a row to Salmon Fish, so we'll be seeing what I can find while I'm out driving.
What shorty are you running?
It's that cheap one that Eric likes, that he's recommended a billion times.
Oh, the Bingfu?
Yes, that one.
NABBF. Eric loves his Chinese radio gear.
You know, I think I paid like $13 for it, so I definitely cannot complain. For that price, it functions excellently. Trying to get in, I'm not getting you, Dakota.
Anything over here?
Just got a little bit better. I can hear you. Still pretty rough, though.
Yeah, I don't think there's, I don't think there's anything you can do right where I'm at, man. It's, like, just craters.
Yeah, that was better. I don't know what you're on, but at least I could hear everything you were saying.
Back on Warren, but going back downhill. Give me a little bit. I'll be out of the peaks and valleys here in a minute. NABDF.
Sounds good. I'll be in the car for another 15 minutes. K8RUH.
ABPR. Doing round, I'm testing radio.
K8RUH.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm testing a radio out in the Commerce area here at a hospital. How's it sounding?
Coming in pretty good. There's a little, it might just be background noise, but pretty clear, and your volume's good. Yeah, I'd be happy if I were you.
Okay, very good. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, ABPR.
NADBF.
W8RJD, monitoring mobile.
Well, then you should get all of this, because I'm in Richmond.
Yeah, it's not real convenient for me to talk on this one.
Okay, let me know. I'm always like to learn about them. I don't know. I don't really have a need for one of them, but if you find out more things that are good or bad, let me know.
WADD.
Richmond. Repeater. In Richmond.
All right, I'll catch you later. I got to get back to it. WADFU.
10-4.
Copy, you're here, Wally and AWRO. Anthony's trying to get on Statewide 1.
Yeah, I was just talking with Tom on P25, and I asked who that was. It flashed across my watch. I didn't know who that was, but now that makes sense. Did he get there? I don't. Well, all I got with me is a handy talkie, so, and I got a radio in the car is P25 and UHF. I don't have any DMR with me. It can go very far.
Did not get there, so still at the drawing board. I'm trying to manipulate the code plug right now. I don't know if there's something that I'm missing, but I got a couple ideas of what I'm going to try. We'll see.
You got a place where you can write things down? I can tell you the biggies.
I am sitting at my desk.
Okay, first of all, make sure you get the frequency right. 443, I forget, 9, whatever it is, and make sure you get the offset right. That's always the important one. Color code 1. Time slot 1. And talk group 5-1. Everything should be in the ones when you're on talk group 5-1. Because I know on Brandmeister it's different. Sometimes it screws guys up. So make sure that you're there too. So color code 1, talk group 1, frequency, and it was contact, as a group contact, 5-1.
So I'm trying to hit the Detroit repeater, and it's on 444. I'm in color code 1, slot 1, and I'm trying to see that. Hold on. Let me check one thing.
Hey, Tim, check their frequency. I thought it was 443 even. Maybe it's 444.
No, he's closer to Detroit, so it is 444.0s. Mount Clemens is the one you were talking about, 443.95.
Okay.
NAWRO.
Okay, and my call group is 51. The talk group is 51.
Okay, then everything should work. You should hit it. If you don't hit it, try the 443950 plus 5. I think you're in St. Clair Shores, right?
Yeah, basically. I'm in north end of Grosse Pointe Woods. So, yeah, St. Clair Shores.
Okay, now you know when you do hit it, you're not going to hear anything. You understand that, right?
Yep, and I have been, I've been receiving, just haven't been able to get out. I've been listening to conversations all morning, so I don't know if there's something, I'm trying to figure out what it is that I am missing here.
Are you transmitting on 449.000000000?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see, the hiccup with some of these radios, the ham version radios especially, when you're hearing, some of them default to promiscuous mode, which means you'll hear everything on them. Some of them open up the time slots, and they open up the talk groups. So you'll hear everything. So just because you're hearing doesn't mean that you're transmitting. The repeater is, the radio itself is very discriminating. It has to have everything to its liking. Time slot 1, color code 1, talk group 5-1, frequency, blah, blah, blah. Everything has to be exactly where it belongs. What kind of radio are you using?
In any tone.
Okay, so in any tone could be in promiscuous mode.
All right, I'll try to figure out where that setting is at. And so I want the promiscuous mode off. Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily, but it means is it gives you a false sense of, yeah, I got everything right. That's where it's going with the conversation, because that means... So let's say you got your color code off or your talk group off or something of that nature, or you rather than have it set for talk group 5-1, you could have it set for contact 5-1. What I'm going with it is you could be, if you got the frequencies right for receive and it's in promiscuous mode, you will hear everything that the repeater puts out. And if you turn all that stuff off, you'll only hear where you're supposed to be talking, which is the original way DMR radios were set up to work, is that they really did commercial-wise, professional-wise, business-wise, you could only hear what it was told to hear. The amateur ones, i.e. the Anytones and some of the other ones, most all of them, you can put those into promiscuous mode, which means you'll hear everything.
Okay, I'm going to look for this promiscuous mode and turn it off short term, maybe long term, and see if that changes anything. I don't know if I'm hearing stuff that, so if it's transmitting from the repeater, I'm receiving it. in theory, because it's digital, I should also be able to transmit to it that a correct or incorrect statement. Could I just be too far from the repeater?
That is possible. Try going outside, but the other thing I would do is I would try the, I don't have any coverage reference bearing to the Detroit meter repeater. Maybe Jeff does or somebody else does, but I do know that the Mount Clemens one does remarkably well. So if it was me, my next step would be try the Mount Clemens repeater.
All right, I'll give that a try in a few minutes and see where it gets me.
Okay, I'm going to be out getting my ears lowered. Tim will be around, and he listens on that as well.
3-2-2, I can hit the Detroit repeaters all the way in Rochester Hills.
Noted. Thank you. And Wally, thanks for the help. I will reach out if I, whether I'm successful or not. I'm going to work on it here. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to see the barber. When I get out, I'll throw my call out again here. I'm in Richmond. I think this is the only one that's going to work up here for me. WAV.
Did he find something to cut on your bald head?
They did. I'm beautiful now.
That's good. I got my lunch. I'm done with that. And I'm going to tootle my happy terrier over to my next run, which is like a quarter mile away, and go from there.
You mean on Division Road?
Yeah, that one.
Well, if you know something I don't, I hate to say it, news to me. I know all 5 restaurants in town, and that's not on the list.
Oh, but I'm going to buzz over there and take a look. I'll let you know. I went into the overflow place, and they told me to go there.
Yeah, let me know. Always up for something new. We could, other than that, the Village Cafe right at the corner of George's Place, or, of course, we could always do the pub. But let me know. If you find something new, I'd be interested. I'll be standing by. N-A-W-R-O.
I see you guys are getting a new pizza place.
You don't even live in this town, and you're more observant than I am. I didn't know that either.
They're under construction, almost done. I walked into it with wood-fired pizza.
Oh, that's right. Now that you said that, I do remember hearing something about it. So I'm going to have to try that, although it's not really on my diet anymore. But, you know, it is college football season, so there you go.
How could you go wrong?
Loaded up with everything but no anchovies.
All right. I'm on the Division Street. That's what divides the town. Next to Week's Market, right across the street from the post office. It's called Gather Plus Pounds.
All right, jumping in the car. I'll be there shortly. I'll be on FBI, NAWRO.
That'll be easy. I'll go check it out. I've got my handy dandy. I should be covered, since I can see the antenna from here.
WGAKLO on mobile.
What's going on there? Where are you? I'm on 75 and 4 mile. Talk to me on P25, will you? I'm with Tim right now. We're going to show him the radio.
Which one you on? This one? NAWRO?
Yeah, it's the only one that I have access to with an antenna. I was talking about that young mom.
She looked real familiar. There's a couple, her and her husband, I could swear that's probably what it was. They do travel blogs. And that's why I kept staring at her. I could swear that was her. They're actually, what's it, Meg and John and Meg or Meg or something like that. And I could have swore that was her. They're actually pretty famous. She was driving a real expensive car, you know, and so it kind of fit. And because we were watching videos on, you know, our upcoming trip, and her husband do those travel videos, and that's why I almost was going to ask her if that was her name.
I was wondering what you were going to say about that. You should have done the fanboy thing and run up to her. Can I get your autograph?
No, I would have just asked her if her name was Megan, whatever it was. Because, you know, I mean, she's usually dressed up a lot nicer when she does the videos and stuff like that. But, I mean, there were so many features of that young lady that reminded me of that. And I thought, okay, that's her. You know, because, you know, well-to-do, nice car, blah, 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 you know, and all that other stuff. And I'm willing to bet you next time, if we ever see her again, I'm willing to bet you next time lunch is on me that's her.
Well, let's see. It's a school day. Kids are here, but it's pretty late, so maybe they're out. So maybe she does live in the area. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. So, you on a B-25 radio yet?
No, but I'm seriously considering selling all my DMR gear so I can get one. Ha ha, just joking.
No, don't you dare. That's important part too. I told you I might have one for you for reasonable. Because I got enough pieces, parts to make a good one.
Well, all joking aside, yeah, I'd be interested, but let's pace ourselves here. I do need another DMR radio, one I'd like to keep in the mobile. But, you know, I'd be talking maybe a next year thing. Hey, maybe next year, P25 for the set. How about that for the spring?
Oh, that would hurt, WNDD. That would hurt financially all the way around for everybody. I don't think I'd go that far. That would not be, you know, like I said, you can't get an any from one of those.
Yeah, I was just saying that to get a rise out of you. I knew that was going to be, like, not realistic, not a non-starter.
Hey, 8, are you excited to go all the way up to Vision 94 and try taking this way back just to see what it was like? So... weather is fine.
Go ahead, Anthony. You're up.
Just wanted to let Wally know that I got it to work. So I think I was telling the guys that I got a lot of work to do on my code plug, but I was able to get in and on the Detroit repeater. So that's good. I think I gotta add the Mount Clemens repeater, and then I'll just keep building off of that. But we're in business now, which is the important part. I can get on the Detroit repeater.
Freaking awesome! Now, two more settings. Color code free, or some of them, what Tim call it, polite or impolite mode. Polite mode. That way if somebody's talking, you don't talk on top of them, which I am terribly guilty of. And in call, the same thing, polite mode or color code free.
Oh, you got that before, Anthony. Talker alias off and color code free.
Yeah, I think so. I got to double check that, so I'll make sure. And somebody was telling me that my volume was coming in hot, so I got to check that. So... We're in business, though. That's the important part. It'll all start to come together as I spend more time doing it. But now I can talk on it, and I'll spend time doing it because I can use it.
Congratulations. I don't know if I can hit it. Let me see if I can hit it. All I have with me for GMR is a walkie-talkie, and I'm pretty far north. I'm in St. Clair County, actually, just like a WADD. WADD, clear.
WDAKLO.
Let's hear somebody calling.
WDAKLO.
WDAC.
Hello, Jack. WDAKLO.
Well, good afternoon, Greg. How are you?
If I was doing any better, it'd be illegal, Jack. How you doing today?
Right. If you do any better, you're right about that. I had a good time this morning with all these people coming from all over the country. And one of them said the North Pole is open.
Yeah, did you talk to Santa Claus?
It was a lady Santa Claus.
Yeah, that was Mrs. Claus, Chris Pringles.
Yeah, it was a lady Santa Claus. I don't know what they call that.
They call it Mrs. Claus.
Hard copy or no?
I didn't catch that last one, Jack.
It was that hard copy. Hard copy.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. You're hard copy.
Yeah. I mean, is it in the book? That lady Santa Claus?
Why, of course it's in the book.
Well, Greg, I don't see it in my book. Maybe it's in your book.
Well, next time you come over, we'll sit down and we'll read the book to you, Jack.
No problem. I don't know. I might be down this weekend. I don't know yet.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Hey, I forgot to tell you, we're gonna be doing POTA tomorrow up here in one of the Holly state parks. 8 o'clock tomorrow.
From morning to what? From what time? From 8 to what?
Oh, I don't know. Probably noon or so.
I won't be able to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock and drive up that way. If they take it to like the 5 o'clock in the evening, yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm not sure I'm going to be there right at 8, but, yeah, a friend of mine, Jeff's going to be going out there tomorrow.
Because I got my radio, and I got my battery already, and I got an antenna outside, too.
Well, that's all you need.
That's right. No way out.
Oh, we just had lunch with my daughter, Jen, and I met her for lunch here. So, had some really good Mexican food, and we're on our way back home. We're almost home.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
All right, Jack. Well, get a hold of me later, and maybe we can get together this weekend. We'll be clear after yours, WD8KLO.
I won't do that. No problem at all. Take care. I'm driving right now to West Springfield, so I'll be over there for a little time. And after that, I'll come home. Take care. KFA-DRC. K-A-B-E-B.
Hey, Tom, N-A-W-R-O.
Wanted to hear what the vote was in regards to P-25 for you.
I know, I was sitting in Wally's front seat taking a look at that Motorola, and then all we heard was crickets and tumbleweeds, nothing. So I think that means I did not pass the test. I don't, you know, I think he's fine with it. Whatever you want to do, Tom.
Yeah, I'll bring it over to your house. No big deal. It's just plugged in. You just need a circulator cord.
Well, put it this way. I'm in no rush for it. I got DMR stuff to do, so... But how about a future date? You keep playing with it, because he's going on vacation anyways. So keep it for now. But maybe later.
Yeah, just let me know. Anytime.
Sure thing. Appreciate it. Where are you at now?
3800 Lucia Road. Trying to get across the street so I can turn around and go get gas.
How many miles to empty? Two? Well, I'm thinking of the net last night. So how many miles to empty? Is it like 2 miles left?
18.
Yeah, that's cutting it pretty close. You're not going by the WUO rules.
I already did that once. I was with a coworker and I was up at 32 and rolling a plank. I'm like, it says I got 2 miles and it says I got 2 miles to limp. He goes, you don't make it. So we pushed it and ended up going into the corner here. There, and I pulled in, and I had a half a gallon left.
I never really realized that measuring was that accurate. I just thought it was a guesstimate.
Yeah, it's usually a, kind of like an estimate, I guess you can say. But there's also like a reserve in there.
All right, sounds good. That Wally's Motorola, I see what you guys are talking about. Man, that audio sounds... I thought DMR was good when it's set right, but, ooh, man, that P25 really sounds good.
Walter and I were just talking about it, about plans for that system. You need to get it gussied up a little bit for the northern reaches.
See that, Tom? You may have another repeater up here that you could work off of as you go into work and as you make your final approach home. Go ahead, Tom. Well, maybe he got a phone call, but that'd be something, Sean. I mean, you know, that, the DMR, and I don't know where you're at with the GMRS, but... I know Aaron and Riley would be really happy.
Yeah, that's been the plan. I have antenna upgrades for that site, and we have some infrastructure for that site, and we could potentially run 4 machines out of there, and you know, in addition to this one. We're talking about an MI5 machine and a and maybe a GMRS machine, and that would leave one more possible. And with the equipment I've got, they should, you know, even have enhanced performance, because we'd be going higher up with a higher gain antenna for receive, and we'd be at the same height now, but with a better antenna for transmit. So yeah, it's all stuff that's been in the cards. We just got to coordinate it, and it requires I got to coordinate with one of the brothers. Yeah, hold on, I got to let a car go by me here. We got to get a hold of one of the brothers who's got the equipment, and coordinate something with the brotherhood to get some climbing done and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's been something on the radar, let's just say. All right, I'm pulling up here at home, guys. Gonna jump out and start my weekend. W8FU.
Understood, Sean. Have a good one. Thanks, N8WRO. Tom, you back, or GMRS, or phone? Oh, that's right. He was getting gas. N8WRO.
KDAKJO. All filled up now.
Station there or not. I think my scopes just broke, but how many miles till empty now, Tom?
293.
You on call this weekend, or the other guy's got it?
Sounds like WASR. You get that, Tim?
Station calling, try it again. You're really weak, but I'm going to turn the ESP on. Go ahead again.
Yeah, okay. Steve in Wixom, W-A-E-M-R.
Gotcha, Steve. This is N8WRO in Richmond, and you have KC8. KJO Mobile as well. Go ahead, Steve. Send it back to Tom.
All right. Yeah, I'll send it back to Tom after this. Oh, I don't even know what repeater. I think it's Livonia, because that's why I'm not getting it. But other than that, it's beautiful. Trying to do stuff outside.
Livonia.
Tom, I know you're mobile. Did you catch that, or I can reply?
What's your frequency that you're on, Steve? KJO.
All right. Well, my icon says I'm on Kilo Charlie 8, L Lima Tango.
All right, that's the Detroit repeater. Let's see, I think West Bloomfield is by Detroit, 442-500, plus 5, PO-123.
Yeah, okay, guys, I don't even know if I'm on 440 or 220. Not 220, 140 or 440 or whatever. Don't know if I'm on UHF or V.
Well, if you're on the LTS repeater, you're definitely UHF 440. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, just trying to pull the dashboard up here. Got it up. So, Steve, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You are on UHF, but I want to see where you're coming in on. Go ahead, Steve. Tell us your call sign again and say something.
Stuff named find whiskey, ace, extra mayonnaise recipe, MR, like extra mic radios or something, I suppose. Yeah, and the weather's very nice. I've got a temperature of 79 in the QTH in the ham shack here. And I can't put that on because it'll raise the power bill.
Copy that. It does look like you are on Detroit, 442.175. Did you catch that, Tom? Just curious about the signal.
Yeah, I caught him in there. But what we can try is see if he can reprogram his ICOM to 442.500. Get over to the West Bloomfield repeater, especially then Wisdom, he might be able to get it a little bit better.
Okay, guys, it's Steve, WATMR. Now, looks like we've got an additional breaker. Some Whiskey Charlie station, go ahead. WATMR, Lake Submission.
Uniform Charlie, this is Dale, and a location here is Solon, Ohio, about 20 miles southeast of Cleveland.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Uniform Charlie, I believe that's correct, copy you, north of Detroit, Michigan, N8WRO. How copy?
Okay, and H-W-R-O, yeah, very good copy, very good audio, very north of Detroit, open band conditions, play around a little this afternoon, but sounding good, just on the Amtrak, 9700 here, about 30 feet in the air, but just wishing you a good afternoon, Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Uniform Charlie.
I copy most of that, 90% or so. Conditions are fluctuating. Tom, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Uniform Charlie. And you're weaning in and out, but you are making the repeater if you hit the Detroit Tower there. I heard that you got 30 feet in the air there. I forgot which type of rig you're running. But my name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, call sign Kilo. Charlie,
Kilo,
Julie Oscar.
Pass
it over to Steve in Wixom, Michigan.
Yeah, alright, fellas. Warm weather to enjoy before the leaves fall off the trees and all the kids say trick or treat. Well, yeah, after that, I guess we gotta buy gifts for everybody at Christmas. But, yeah, I hear everybody, but the fellow in Ohio, he's barely making it, but we can hear him.
I can hear you, Steve. Thank you very much for acknowledging the station, and I think there are mobile units out there west of Michigan, but this is Dale from Delta Alpha, who is going to be in Solon, Ohio, which is located 20 miles from Michigan.
OUC copied most of that tail end that kind of fell off. But good QSO. Appreciate you dropping in. This is N8WRO. Over to KC8KJO. Tom?
KC8KJO. Yeah, I'm working the Detroit Tower myself, Tim. So I think it's sounding pretty good going to, what is this over here? Rochester Hill, whatever. Where am I at? Adams and Silverbelt. Over to Steve.
Yeah, alright. Yes, never heard of Adams Electronics. Over here on this road, Whitcomb Road. Or, no, it's Beck Road and
Copy most of that, Steve. You got a guy that can fix radios. Always good to have handy. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Tom. I'm not catching much of that at all now up here in Richmond, but you can try a shout-out another time, and maybe we can connect. This is N8WRO Richmond. N8WRO. My name was Tim, Tango India Mike. Steve, a pleasure. I'm sure we can talk again. N8WRO, I'll be clear this QSO for now.
W8RJD Mobile.
W8CIJ. KCHJKB calling CQ. KCHJKB calling CQ. Nothing heard. KCHJKB clear.
WADD.